Well, season 3 of The Mandalorian, the best season yet? What's the best Wii Sports game? And is orange the best flavor of cream soda? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I'm your host, Todd McManus. And there is not actually a lot happening this week, from my knowledge anyway, into the entertainment field of what I normally cover. The main point regarding Star Wars is that Star Wars Jedi Survivor, the new video game, releases this week. If you're listening to this on Saturday, the 29th, it released April 28th on Friday. So if you're interested in that, it's available on PlayStation, Xbox, PC, and I hardly doubt Switch, but maybe. I don't know for sure if it actually is available on the Switch or not. But looking forward to that game. Gonna definitely have to check that out in the future and let y'all know how it is. But if y'all are interested in that, that's definitely releasing this week. So I wanted to just go ahead and talk a minute about the newest season of The Mandalorian. It ended last week. Season 3 of The Mandalorian is officially concluded. And if you haven't watched the newest season, I might talk about a little bit of the spoilers. There's not really a whole lot to talk about it, because not a whole lot happened. So I will just talk about it, give my brief summary of what I think of Season 3 of The Mandalorian starting right now. So if you haven't watched it, spoiler warning, skip ahead a few minutes. But I just wanted to go ahead and talk about that right now. So, Season 3 of The Mandalorian, like I said, is over. And I just wanted to talk about it real quick. So overall, I thought it was good. I would probably give this season like a 7 or 8 out of 10. Probably like a 7 out of 10. Because while it was still good, it still was, how do I say it, kind of lackluster a little bit, because it was okay overall, like I said. But in the end, or the last two episodes were the best. What was it, like 8 episodes in the whole season, and the last two were like great, you know, where there was actual story and stuff was moving along. This season really felt like it was a filler season, like those episodes of TV shows. It feels like not much happens, a little bit of a story is there, you know, they're just trying to move it along to set up the next episode or whatever. That's what this whole season felt like. That it was kind of like means to an end, you know, just to get there. I thought towards the beginning of the season that they were going towards like, what was it? The bounty hunter leader who was green and looked, you know, like a plant. I thought they were going to lean towards that's what they were going to, who they were going to fight and make him like the big villain of the episode or of the whole season. Turns out, no, he died, apparently. He just was in the ship that went down and it exploded. But knowing Star Wars, they're not dead unless you watch them die. That is the whole premise of Marvel, Star Wars, anything Disney, really, is that if you don't see them with your eyes, that they are, you know, shot, stabbed, fall, and like actually see their dead body, they are not dead, as far as we know. It's still just like a maybe, you know? Because Moff Gideon came back. He's still alive, because he was arrested. But he, like, got the suit of armor that was Mandalorian metal, the Beskar, and I don't know how he made that. He had somebody make that, apparently. There were many rumors that the armor lady with the gold Mandalorian helmet, who doesn't even use guns, she just beats people with like the hammer and the wrench, there was a rumor that going around that she was actually working for the Empire undercover, and all that. And then the big guy, like Paz Vizsla, I think was his name, he with the minigun, he was great. And then he died. So all that happened, you know. But the basic premise of all of it was just kind of like, Mandalorian adopts Grogu, or Baby Yoda, as his son, and that they get their own house. And they just kind of live, not happily ever after, but just kind of just chill out there, you know. Season 4 of The Mandalorian is definitely going to happen. And I see that as going to be probably a bigger season. I didn't know Boba Fett, he did not show up at all. I want to know where Timothy Oliphant's character is, because he's just not there apparently. He was in that Bacta tank, and we don't know where he is. Or we do know where he is, but yeah, apparently he's getting like healed, you know. So that kind of stuff, you know, it's like, I don't know. They're gonna show up, like who's gonna show up, what's gonna happen, you know. And then a big episode, big fight happened on the last episode, but it was kind of the most basic things that happened. And Moff Gideon is quote unquote dead again, but we don't know for sure. So excuse me, so I don't think Moff Gideon's dead. But who knows, you know, so I don't know. But with the announcement of all those Star Wars movies and shows, the Dave Filoni movie will probably be around this Mando universe that he's making here, and with Ahsoka and Thrawn probably. And then there's the Ahsoka series coming out later this year, I think in August. So that'll be something to look forward to, because that'll be taking place around this time period anyway. So I don't know. I'm excited to see where that goes, because this was kind of lackluster, but I think Ahsoka series is going to be, like, top tier, you know? So, I definitely think the last seasons of The Mandalorian were better. So, I mean, the episode where Luke showed up was, you can't beat that, you know? Bill Burr didn't even show up. Come on, man, you know? Gotta have Bill Burr show up. But yeah, overall, I still thought it was good. It's still fun to watch, you know, with all the Mandalorians getting back together. And they got their home planet back, Mandalore. They still don't know that there is the Mythosaur is below the waters. So they'll have to figure that out eventually. So, I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll see what happens when Season 4 of Mandalorian or Season 2 of Book of Boba Fett roll around. Because Season 2 of Book of Boba Fett would just be another part of The Mandalorian anyway, because that's how it goes. So, yeah. Not much happening with that. So, it was good, but I wish there was a little bit more into it. So, like I said, not really much happening. Go ahead and dive into some questions. If you ever have a question you would like for me to answer on an episode, there is a link down in the description of this podcast episode on your podcast providers. You can go down to the description, click or tap on that link. It'll take you to my YouTube channel. Go ahead and subscribe. And in one of the videos, you can submit a comment. And you can comment your question, comment a flavor of a drink or specific candy that you want me to review on a future episode. Or even if you want me to interview somebody specific to. And you can literally comment anything you want to. And I'll see it. So, I've got a question here from someone. So, thank you for this question. And this question is, what was your favorite game on Wii Sports? Okay, well, I just got to look up all the Wii Sports games. So, Wii Sports, of course, the game that came with the Wii, which is a top tier game. Like, it is still, you know, a great game. Let's see, Wii Sports, let's see, I've got the list of 5 games that are featured on the Wii Sports video game for the Wii. There is tennis, baseball, golf, bowling, and boxing. So, from what I can remember, because there was Wii Sports Resort, which was the sequel. I think I like the bowling in Wii Sports better than Wii Sports Resort, because it just felt better, and I think it was real, like, slidey and slippery in Resort, from what I can remember from playing it a long time ago. Tennis, I'll just go down the list that it has here. Tennis is a really good one, because that was one of the few, or that was one of the ones you could actually do with four players, because it was two. It was always 2v2 characters, you know? But even if you, like, played 1v1, where you just me against somebody else, it wasn't, you know, one character on one side of the court on the screen and another on the other. It was two versions of yourself. And whenever you would swing, your other version of you that was in the front would also swing too. So it was like you were having to be both people in a doubles game, basically. And it was still fun. I still have fond memories of tennis. I don't even know if... tennis was fun. It was a good family one. But I feel like... I don't think tennis was like my favorite, you know? Baseball... always a classic. Baseball was so good. It was, you know, trying to get to that mercy rule, you know, because you couldn't get, like, to a certain high score. You know, you couldn't get, like, 20-0. You'd get to, like, 13 or 14-0, and it'd be like, mercy rule! And then the game would end, you know, and then it'd be like, you won, you know. So, baseball was good. It was only two-player, or one-player, one to two players. Because you would be basically playing as a team, you know. golf was epic. I loved playing golf on this game. Like, I like golf in real life. Like, I do enjoy a good game of golf. But I get so bored of it, you know. Because, one, it's outside and I'm just so hot out there, you know. Because it's always, you know, just super hot outside. I'm a mini golf kind of guy, you know, the courses can, I like a long mini golf course, like an 18 hole mini golf course, but I like if the area, like each hole is kind of long, you know, like that's what I like, and actually be like pretty difficult, because I love a good game of mini golf. But playing golf on the Wii was fun, and it was up to four players, which is also good, you know, and you were, you know, competing with each other, and was it Wii Sports Resort, or was it this one, that you could do teams on one of them? But I feel like teams is just so weird, because Wii Sports Resort also had disc golf, or frisbee golf, which was basically golf, but it was just with a frisbee, and that was fun, too. And then, of course, after golf, we have bowling. I mean, how can you go wrong with bowling? You know, bowling, also up to four players, was such an epic game. The best part of it, of course, was when you reared back, swing your hand back to swing it forward to throw the ball, but you let it go behind you, and all the Miis would go, whoa, you know, standing back there, and they would swing around, you know. That was the best part, was just scaring the Miis. Yeah, it was so good, because, like, I think bowling was kind of the only one, like, of course, golf, you know, you could swing light or swing hard, but bowling, you had to be, like, precise, you know. I feel like bowling had to be considered more precision than golf, because golf had the wind also, so it was like you had to factor that in to swing out, that way it could go back into the hole, which, you know, constitutes its own precision. But for some reason, bowling just sticks out in my head, because it was like the certain speed you throw it, the angle, you know, you could slide left to right, and then you could angle yourself to where you could try to get a strike, and I would always go in the same position, as you'd always scoot to the right a little bit, and angle to the left, and then throw it, and try to hit that front pin, and the one behind it, those two pins, if you hit in the middle right there, it was almost a guaranteed strike every time. Like, that was the point that I always like, sometimes, you know, if I don't throw it hard enough, I might not get two or three pins knocked down. Like, I would actually only hit like 7 or 8. But if you can hit it at a certain speed hard enough where it doesn't, you know, curve around and it hits that sweet spot, that's an automatic strike every time. And bowling was just, it was just so good. Bowling is a top tier one. And then, of course, the last one was boxing. Boxing was always fun. I feel like I played that the least of all of them. Because boxing was only 2 players, because it was only just a 1v1. You'd either play by yourself and go and fight up against a NPC, me, or you can play and fight against whoever the other player that you're with. And it was fun, you know, like, trying to dodge was, like, the hardest part. And then you just clock them in the gut or the face, and you could just knock them out. And then it's like, 1, 2, 3. And it's trying to count to 10 for the knockout, you know. That was a really fun one. Because you'd get to, like, 8 or 9. And then you would, like, raise up. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know. It's like just... it builds up that tension, and it just makes it, you know, great. But all 5 of these are just top tier, you know. Like, there's probably, I mean, anybody who's played Wii Sports, they probably have a memory in their head from not only just one of these games, but probably, like, one memory of each game. Because I can remember a memory of all of these games. Because I think boxing was the only one that I played probably, like, by myself a lot more than the others. Because I know other people really didn't enjoy boxing more than I did, you know. So I was, like, I was always trying to get that experience level up on my character. And trying to get, you know, not really leveled up, but get that experience up there. Because boxing was the only one that was fun to me alone. Because, like, I don't want to golf by myself. I don't want to bowl by myself, you know. Like, baseball was the only other one. Because baseball and boxing were the only two that were only 1 or 2 players. Every other one, bowling, golf, and tennis were 1 to 4 players. Tennis was always weird, though. Because, like, if it's 3 people, then, like, it's them 2 being 2 different people against 2 versions of myself. You know. So it's like that way it can even out. I think you could do singles and not doubles, though. I don't remember. But Wii Sports Resort had, like, all of these, plus, I don't think it had baseball. It had basketball, though. And it also had table tennis, ping pong, which that one in itself was good. And I also love flying the planes and doing the sword fight as well. I remember those. I think they had, no, that might have been Wii Fit with the biking. The cycling and the running, I think, were on with the Wii Fit, because I had the Wii Fit board. Because we had Wii Sports Resort, and Wii Fit. Wii Fit had a crap ton of games on there. They had, like, 20 or more, I feel like, because they had, like, the snowball fight. They had some for fun, and then they had the workout ones. And they were all, you know, just wild. I gotta bust that out, you know, like... I gotta find wherever our Wii is and try to find Wii Sports Resort, and Wii Fit. Because I know that, because we're the Wii Fit Plus, and I know that the Wii store on the Wii that you could buy games from is closed, but I have all the discs of a lot of these, But those were only fun games on the Wii. Like, I couldn't, you know, play, like, Call of Duty on the Wii. You know, like, they had Mario Kart, but that darn steering wheel was god-awful to play with. I'd just rather play with just the regular, you know, stick remote. But speaking about just regular Wii Sports, a classic game, probably definitely one of the best games to ever come out on the Wii, and it came with it. For free. It came with a Wii, you know. So that way everybody just played it. My favorite... it's between golf and bowling. Because golf is fun, but I can see how people get tired of it more. I would have to say bowling. I think bowling is my favorite Wii Sports game. It's just fun. It's 1 to 4 players. So if it's just you or you and 3 of your friends or whoever, like even if it's just 2 people, it goes by quicker. But it's just, I think it's more fun when you get 4 people in because, you know, you can do the trash talking, all that kind of stuff, you know. Wii Sports Resort had the 100 pin bowling, which is also good. But yeah, I think bowling is my favorite on the Wii Sports. They're all, you know, top tier games. They're all top tier sports on Wii Sports. It's just, in my opinion, I think bowling is my personal favorite because, I mean, you can't beat bowling, you know. Bowling is really fun in person, much less, you know, playing it on a video game, you know. So, yeah, I would have to say, that's a great question, and it really made me think about it. I'd have to look through the list of Wii Sports Resort if I get that question in the future, but yeah. My favorite on Wii Sports has got to be bowling, so thank you for that question. So, with that out of the way, it is now time for a little drink review. So, I've got 2 drinks here with me today. And these are probably 2 drinks you've never heard of before. At least the brand, anyway. But I've got these 2 here today. And I am going to be trying these 2. And I've never heard of this brand either, but they look good, and hopefully they taste better than, you know, but who knows, they might become a regular of a drink that I might like, you know, so I've got 2 drinks here with me. They're both almost the same thing, just 2 different flavors, so we're gonna go ahead, we'll just start with the regular one that I know of. The first one, these are both the same brand, and that is Cuts Town. Both of these drinks are from Tennessee. This is an Amish-based brand, apparently. And so that's exciting. But the drink I have is a pure cane sugar orange cream soda. It is a 24-ounce bottle. Contains no caffeine, so I think, yeah, both of these don't contain caffeine. Cuts Town Soda Works, this company was established in 1851. You can go to cutstownsodaworks.com to see what they got. Quench your thirst away with a sparkling glass of Cuts Town Orange Cream Soda. So refreshing and fizzy, it's just like a taste of liquid sunshine. Even when it's making down out. What? Don't that drink good now? What? Don't that drink good now? Oh, nah, it sounds like they drunk when they wrote that. triple filtered carbonated water, pure cane sugar. It's got 31 grams of sugar. But no caffeine. So that's cool. But yeah, it's from Cuts Town, Pennsylvania. So, let's go ahead and try to open this thing. Yeah. Hold on. There we go. Okay. So, smells good. Smells orangey. So, orange cream soda. Let's give it a try. Ooh. Creamy. Orangey. Interesting. Cool. That's good. It's a good, clean, smooth orange cream soda. It, you know, tastes better. And tastes, you know, exactly what you would think it would taste like. But it does taste a little better than regular cream soda that you might have had before. Pretty good, though. It's got a lot of sugar. And you can definitely taste it, but it has no caffeine, so that's also a good point if you don't want any caffeine. On the scale of 0 to 100 with no decimals, I would have to give this an 80. It's pretty good. I definitely think the addition of caffeine might help it. Because I've been drinking a lot of Sunkist, the orange Sunkist Zero a lot lately. Has no sugar, but also has, yeah, I'm drinking the diet version, the Sunkist, well, not diet, but Sunkist Zero. It has no sugar, but it also has caffeine. So I think that's what's making it good for me. But this orange cream soda is really good. That's why I'm giving it an 80. I just think maybe the addition of caffeine might make it a little better. But overall, it's a really good cream soda. So the next one we have, oh, that opened real quick, is same brand, Kutztown. But this is red cream soda. So I have seen red cream soda before. And I've never had it before. I've seen red cream soda by, I want to say it was Barks. The Barks brand that makes, you know, normal Barks root beer, which is my go-to brand. I know that they make red cream soda, but I've never had red cream soda before. What makes it red? Is it like fruit punch or something other, you know? Because, like, this is orange, of course, and it has orange in it. But what is red? You know, what makes it red? Orange juice concentrate is what that had. The red doesn't have any concentrate in it, apparently. Yucca extractives. Interesting. Well, I'm going to try it, and I want to see if I can taste anything red about it. So, red cream soda. Let's give it a try. Oh, man. Oh, man. Good Lord. What is that? It tastes so familiar. Like, you can taste the creaminess of it. It is a smooth drink. That first sip tasted like it had alcohol in it, though. It's some type of, like, cherry or something. Because I can taste it, and it tastes very familiar, the flavor, the red flavor to it. But overall, pretty good. I think the orange is a little better. That's why I'm going to give the red cream soda a 78. But overall, both of these are really good. If you haven't had them, you should try and find them and check out Kutztown Cream Soda. They probably have more flavors. I haven't really looked into them yet, but I know for a fact they have these two, and you can check out a picture of these two bottles on the official Toddcast Instagram page, which is at @the_Toddcast_, only on Instagram, of course. And you can see a picture of them. That way, if you think that you have them in your town, that way you can know what they look like. That way you can look for them. And they're red cream soda and orange cream soda. Red cream soda with a 78 and orange with a solid 80. So, yeah. So, I think that's going to do it for this week's episode. Of course, do not forget that there are new episodes every Saturday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And that new episode also comes out on my YouTube channel on the following Monday with no ads. So, that way you can listen to it with no interruptions unless it has a YouTube ad. But that is not my fault. That is not what I did not do that. So, I wish I did, but I did not. That is not my problem. So, get YouTube Premium if you don't want ads on YouTube. So, I'm not sponsored by YouTube, but I wish I was. So, yeah. So, that's going to do it for this week's episode. As always, please rate and subscribe. And listen to you. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And make sure you follow the Toddcast on Instagram for all your updates and Toddcast needs. And tell your friends and family to give it a listen. And thank all of you once again for listening to this episode. Even though it's going to happen next week, we're just going to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.